Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. Life after lockup. Woo-hoo. What were you saying?
Oh, just Love Island. I can't wait to watch the ending and then talk about it.
Yeah, Love Island. Okay, so how do we feel episode two?
I enjoyed it. I don't hate it as much as I thought I would. It'd be bored. I actually... you know, it's okay. I like having these screener. Well, I watch it on YouTube, no commercials either, but I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it. How'd you feel?
Bored? I'm very bored. There are a few highlights to me, like Queenie, who has always been the love of my life. No, I'm just kidding. Queenie, the bunkmate from Puppy and Amber. I love that woman. Anytime
the
she's
mom?
On screen, I'm
enthralled. Oh, no, the friend, right? Who's like, I'll get you. I've been in jail. Oh, wow. I never really knew her name. I love how
she's been around.
Mates all stick together. And
yeah,
Amber's mom
love
is
that.
Trip. I love
so
Amber.
I actually, I enjoyed Puppy and Amber, I have to say. I'm not sure why, but I liked,
there's something
I
about
like seeing
them.
Her just like, I wouldn't even say that she's not white, but like just this trashy wedding and like a community hall, but like true love coming back 35 years later and kind of shaking her tits with her parents.
Rude,
I don't know.
But what is it? What is it? Who's not white?
Oh, is she white? I assume she was like Hispanic or something. Puppy. I mean, Amber.
Puppy? Okay. I don't
Amber's
know.
Amber's mom looks either like maybe like indigenous or
yeah,
like
right.
Something.
I'd like
maybe,
to know their heritage. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just loved that trashy wedding.
I'm your first and I'll be your last. I loved it. It was cute. And Amber seems genuinely happy. She seems clean as a whistle. Or she was drinking, though. But she's not on drugs.
Yeah.
She's over there chasing her drink. Okay. They don't tell us that Puppy's freaking boyfriend, fiance, is married?
Yeah, what the hell? Also, he was dressed like a pimp on Christmas. And like, what was he wearing? He had a scarf. He had the jacket. He had the shades at night. Yeah,
he'll steal from you. He'll steal your purse out of the grocery store cart.
Yeah,
he's a scumbag. Again, every scene he leaves Puppy. This is the second time speeding off in his stupid white trash truck. I hate him. He's a scumbag.
Puppy just needs like some real. She just needs to like get her life together, get some therapy, like get some self-worth. She just is like always like hunched over,
right?
And just
cracked out.
Such an insecurity there. Yeah.
To me, she seems cracked out. Like we've never seen her clean.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we saw her clean right in the beginning when we liked her.
Yeah.
All faded.
What was I gonna say? What's with the? I thought she was supposed to be in jail. They need to tell us what the hell happened. How's she free?
She got out after a week.
Is that what they
said? She got out. Yeah.
Oh, I missed that. Okay. Puppy's pretty. Amber's pretty to me. I feel that they did have some type of romantic kinship, I guess, maybe just to pass the time, but their friendship feels real. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, it does. And Puppy seems, I mean, Amber seems
about
very concerned. Yeah. For Puppy. Yeah.
Amber
so
cracks
Queenie.
Me up.
Queenie's part of there too.
I love Queenie. Love the whole trio. Love the mom and her voice. I feel bad for Amber's mom. I wonder if she's still alive. And not Amber. Puppy.
Oh,
love
God,
that she goes by the nickname
that.
Puppy. Puppy's one of the best nicknames in the whole planet, I think.
It really is.
It's great. She is very puppy-ish. Maybe that's that where it comes from.
She has like puppy eyes, kind of. Yeah.
You know, I don't know if we'd ever want to talk to Amber and Puppy because what would there be to talk about? They kind of scare me. But
yeah.
Oh, Vince. The whole Vince shit. Right. You forget about that. Layers on layers with these lunatics.
The hustle of all hustles.
Jeez.
If there ever was one.
I forget all about that.
Adults adopting adults.
I don't like Puppy's boyfriend, though. Real dirtbag.
No, I don't either.
Up to no good.
Who was your favorite? Was there one that stood out to you this week other than Pups and Amber?
Let me see here. I love seeing little Kevin driving the big semi. It really cracks me up. I love Kelly. Sean's ex-wife, or ex-baby moms.
You know what I thought was fascinating? The way that she calmly and coolly asked for money for the flight. Like, there's a certain type of woman that knows how to just like, I don't know. Like, I don't have the ability to just but give me $500. But the way she was like, well, you gonna send me the money right now then? He's like, and then next thing you know, he's up there on his phone, cash apping away.
Yeah, if you got six kids with somebody, I guess you get used to that.
Right.
Kelly is I don't see Kelly going. Sarah is such a drama queen. I don't see Kelly acting crazy. I feel like Kelly, if she's there, she's just going to be there for the kids. I feel like Kelly's level headed. Don't you?
I mean, no, because she had six kids.
I don't see her going crazy though.
Something's wrong with her.
Get into that. Yeah. But I don't see her making a scene. I feel like she doesn't want Sean. It's not like
know if she would make a scene. Yeah.
Like Sarah but thinks it's going to happen.
Right.
I wish Sarah would grow. Sarah needs to grow up a little bit too with this whole kids shit. He's going to talk to Kelly. There's six kids.
Well, that's even when Kelly says like you've been in contact with you haven't contacted your kids, but you're having another kid.
Oh, yeah.
Like
he's a dirtbag.
So gross. Yeah,
he's so gross. Kelly, I mean, Sarah's cute, though. She's pretty. She looks healthy. She doesn't look 6 months pregnant. That's for sure. Where's this baby?
No, she looks. Yeah, no, she looks good. I mean, God, what a disaster, though.
That dirty pedicure water, that stupid crown.
Okay. What was that? The pedicure. I was staring at that like, is that supposed to be herbs or something in there? Is that dirt? What's happening? God,
I'm double thinking pedicures now. You know, they're double using tools and shit.
Yeah, they definitely double use tools.
If you think about it too much, you can't go get a pedicure.
Yeah, no, you can't think about it. You just have to hope that whatever sanitation they're doing works on the tools. Just
hope that your life of getting germs involved. And I like the plastic bags that they start putting on pedicure spots now.
Yeah, my spot always does the bags.
I went in somewhere on a holiday trying to find a, I don't know what holiday it was, trying to get a pedicure. And I went in somewhere and it was beat down. I walked out. I was just like, I can't risk it. It's
good,
too
good
skinny.
Choice.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Like, I guess my feet will look beat another day. But the sister saying, it pisses me off when the sister says that he's a good father. And Sarah's like, yeah, he is. He's not. He's a shit father.
Trash.
Shit person. Yeah. And the way that he calls back Destiny, maybe he did fuck her.
He probably did.
And how can Destiny find a phone number? How do you find someone's phone number these days if they changed it? From who?
I don't know. Have I been telling you about the drug deal texts I've been getting lately?
No.
So my number is really close to somebody who deals drugs in San Diego because I'm getting texts like, yo, man, Rachel's really crashing. Like, can I roll through? I just need a dub of white, like all this like crazy shit. So I've been ignoring it mostly and like blocking the numbers because people are calling and leaving these like very cracky messages.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Then it got real dark the other day and it was like this huge like two pager about like how do you want your sister to die? Like her legs are swelling up and she needs some like whatever. And I was just like,
holy shit.
Yeah, it's really escalating.
That is nuts.
The one guy I responded to, the one who asked for like a dub of white, which obviously means like probably like a 20 of Coke, which I don't even know what, whatever. I responded and I was like, wrong number. And then he responded and was like, oh, sorry, I was asking someone about a Bible study. It was like, all right, bro, we know what
I
you're asking.
I don't fucking care, okay? I hope you get your drugs and get it.
Like,
God
just
bless.
Don't text me. But this is how cracky these people are. They're calling my phone, which has a voicemail.
I wonder
set
what
up,
the
and then they're leaving a voicemail for this other dude.
I wonder what it is.
It must be one flip flopped.
And why all of a sudden the guy changed the number to something close to you?
And it's like none of these people know him because obviously no one's getting a response. So it's very weird. Yeah, it's a whole situation. I'll send you the next one I get.
Texting for drugs is next level.
Hilarious.
Text for drugs, then you shouldn't be doing them.
You're blind calling, you know? It's like, who are you calling? You're leaving messages.
That's why drugs should just be legal. I really do believe, should they or should they not? Just let people freaking do the drugs they want to do.
Yeah. I think within reason.
Do you think that's okay? Are they going to hunt down and they put themselves in bad situations? Even meth, if they're going to find it, and then maybe if they can get it, it doesn't, it turns less crime and less, you know, women
right.
trying. I don't know. I don't know what the downfall is. Let's tax them.
Leadership 2.0.
It's the potholes fixed here.
Right.
Meth has gone to meth.
Speaking of methods, let's talk Taylor and Chance. This apartment that he made was one of the funniest things I've seen. I mean, the closing scene of Bobby of Bobby laying down on that couch and she's like, I'm right here, go to sleep. It's like, this is so
shutting the garage.
Pathetic and sad. Honestly, it's probably because I just read this book, but I read this book about a woman who was like hostage. It was a fiction book, but it was like the chick was held hostage by a truck driver and like in his house for like 18 months. Like this room felt like a place you would close the door and it never gets opened again. Like she's
Bobby's
trapped
held
in
hostage
there.
By Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna sleep in a garage like that ever.
Chance.
Oh, and he's in there. Don't blindfold me for this shit. Move that bus me.
Also, did you see his choice of blindfold? It was like the thickest shirt you've
ever
seen.
Sweaty shirt that he just took off. And I just don't trust him yet to be gone with my daughters. I don't know. I just don't. These little girls just being so influenced by these lunatics just driving me nuts.
Yeah, I hate seeing children forced in these situations. Just like, it's like, no, they're not. They don't know Chance. They want their real father, who unfortunately died. This should have said.
Yeah.
And I just.
Daddy daughter dance is just depressing. I mean, it's nice, I guess, but it's just a weird thing to send your ex-con husband into the school and with their kids. And we can sit this one out. And if you're still around next year, you can go.
Yeah.
And then they're late to the dance for this beat up apartment. Just go to the dance on time. Does she have to really be out of that? What do you need that much privacy for? Can't wait a week till you properly can close up the freaking ceilings.
I know. It's crazy. And the way he was showing it off, like he did something.
Right. And then, oh, you can't wait to see this. And then it goes into another depressing room, like a beat up haunted house. That's scary. The whole vibe. Taylor seems on drugs, right?
Yeah.
Is she super baked or is she on some drugs?
I think some pills or something. It's the vibe I get.
Her eyes look so heavy.
Dulled. Yeah. Yeah. Like looks those of you who've watched healthy. Teen Mom, like Leah.
God, Teen Mom. And he's got to steam the couch and then she's hopping on this couch. They probably got on the side of the road.
So gross.
Getting bit by mosquitoes. When she pulled that garage door down, I laughed hysterically. That was just ridiculous. I don't know what kind of door I was expecting, but she's like really in a garage. I thought it was like a room off a one room garage that you open up the door and it's connected. No. And she's like, you don't have to be scared. You can come in the house. Well, then let her sleep in the house if this is what you're telling her.
When he was like, here's your fridge. You have a little snack. You're fucking twin. Oh, the level of disrespect. It's hilarious.
It's sickening. And why is he got to get her out so bad? Got to isolate people. Taylor, stop.
Predatory Bobby. Behavior.
It's wild. That was nuts. That was down in
see, now that we're talking about it, it is pretty funny because I'm just looking at my notes for Kevin and Tiffany. And Tiffany, when she wrote that note when she was like leaving him, she spelled truthful with two L's.
What an idiot.
I love shit it's like so that. Fake. Like you just see like the fundamental lack of education.
He can fuck a girl, but he can't fuck her without me.
Yeah,
all
that was hilarious.
Really ruining
if
households.
We fuck a woman together, it's fine. It's like, okay. Separate, not cool.
I wish I didn't know that they were spotted at the bar. You know, she's working at a bar and he's right there. This obviously is completely fabricated.
Mm-hmm.
Him in the semi-truck
also,
was hilarious.
Hilarious. Is he a truck driver? Because if
must
so,
be.
That
it's great.
In a wife beater, and then he gets out and his friend's also in a wife beater.
These women, you know, they won't leave me alone. He's hilarious. Kevin has a real comedic something about him, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He's hilarious, like, and he doesn't try to be
like if his cousin got famous or something, he played like his cousin in a movie, you know, and the guy just steals the whole movie. That would be him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, hilarious. It's just funny. He's so little.
Let's see. He is so little. When I saw him get out of that truck, it was like, oh, okay. You're tiny.
This blonde bitch is going to murder him too.
Oh yeah. She seems nuts. That flashback where she's like talking to him at the bar, that must have been when I stopped watching. I was just like, what is this?
I won't leave you. But blonde girl's talking to you like that. The peroxide has gone to her brain and she's mental. She scares me. She looks like she's got crazy in her face, right?
Yes, 100%. All right, let's talk Deontay and Lindsay.
God, Deontay, stop.
Miley Grace looks so old.
It's so sad. When these really kids sad. Are giving their moms advice like that.
Well, and like when she said, like, I'm not going to mess up again. I just thought like there's this thing in like a lot of parenting books that I've read that it's just like it's starting young. Like if you tell your kid, like, if you don't stop crying, I'm going to turn off the TV. And then you don't turn off the TV. Yeah. Like immediately the kid knows you can get away with bullshit. Right. And so like her saying to her, I'm never going to mess up again is like, we just saw you like
you will
fresh out of jail on a thrill hunt to get some bond for a drug friend of yours. So like, it's not over. Don't lie to your kid.
Lock her back.
Don't
up.
Make her think it's okay. She needs.
Is she back in jail? I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like she probably is. I just think the mom should have just said, you need to be out for 6 months before you can see Miley. Like, there needed to
you
be
don't get
limit.
To see her again. You don't get to see her the next day after you were right back to your old shit the night before.
Exactly. Like you didn't even, you made a phone call, left her a message and you were out on your bullshit like immediately.
And you're saying, and then to say like, I'm the parent. You're not a parent. Gave birth to a kid, but you're not her parent. You don't have the right to say that.
You're talking to mommy with your hair in a side ponytail like you're 15.
Yeah.
Like a high pony. Like
it seems like she's talking to her mentally ill sister, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
She seems mentally ill. Not in a funny way.
Forgive God and then that girl right there and then me. Ugh. Was good.
It's not happening. I would love to watch a real fast forward, like life flashes before our eyes. Everything that happened in that girl's life within 20 minutes, if my brain could like absorb it all, I really
process it
and see what the hell happened. Because I understand some parents are good and their kids turn out like shit. I want to know how to avoid that.
Right.
But I don't know. It always will make me look at someone sideways. I don't care how good they seem. If their kid turns out like shit, there's always some, I will never look at the person like they're they're 100%. I never will. But if someone seems like a crackhead and their kid is legit, I'll look at them in a way better light, which just seems pretty obvious.
Fascinated.
But I don't know. There is something to it. Yeah. Like you have a kid on this planet. It should be your number one priority to make sure that they're doing right. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God, I'm surprised she doesn't have more kids. Thank God she doesn't. Why'd you start selling drugs? My power got cut off. Well, a lot of people go work somewhere and just get a job anywhere that will hire them, wash dishes, do anything. Selling drugs isn't it's not that easy. Just where do you get a big bag of drugs to sell? I think it starts.
Well, she had to be like
the people
making money too. She just has an extra grand thrown around that she can pay for somebody else's bond.
And that friend is holding on to it.
She was a legit. I meant to bring this up last week when she was like,
yeah,
she said something like once a woman lays on a mattress, her reputation's over, which I loved that whole comment. But it was like, that means she's pretty deep in the game. Yeah. If she's like living by like these drug rules and shit, you know, she was deep in it.
And her friend, who's this guy driving her around? He's scared of her.
I love him.
And he's crying
your
about
dedication to friendships. You got to draw a line.
He gave her some good advice. I mean, he's obviously doesn't see his kids, right? Because he's crying for him.
Right. No, everything is there's a hum around Lindsay of unstableness. You just feel it. And everybody can feel it. I think like her mom knows, her kid knows.
The mom is another level too, putting Miley Grace on TV. The grandma needs to protect little Miley Grace a little bit more. Okay.
Little Miley Grace. What a name. She's huge though. I was just like, oh my God, time flies. You know, that's like, that's why it's so important. Like when you're a parent, you got to fucking be there. They change in a day. Yeah. You know, you're gone 18 months. It's a different person.
Oh yeah.
Crazy.
It's really sad. She's missed everything. Mm-hmm. Miley Grace seems okay. And I really hope she stays the hell away from cracky mom.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just so sad that kids will always love it. She's just given her all this unconditional love that Lindsay does not deserve.
Mm-hmm. Parenthood, man.
$789 bond. That seemed pretty cheap.
It does. Deal.
Deontay, I'll support it. I just don't understand it. Stop it, Deontay. Don't say stuff like that. Turn around and go home.
So dumb.
Get the hell away from these people. Deontay and her mom's like, I hope he's not a user. Well, if you watch the show, poor Deontay, he's a sucker.
Mm-hmm. The biggest one there is. All right. Marcelino and Brittany, Depression Central. You still think it's fake? I kind of buy it.
No. I mean, I was like, after a while, I'm like, if this is fake, give him an Oscar, as they say on the Hustle.
Right?
But I guess I loved that I actually paid attention and watched. When he said that she was screwing the girl in the threesome, and then that's what's turned him off. So he's just being a little baby and won't tell Brittany what the hell upset him.
Yeah. And I think something shifted. Like, he may have seen some stuff, and this is why you don't fuck around with this kind of stuff. It shifted their relationship.
She got Brittany off in a different way, maybe, or something,
or he saw thrill in her eyes. Eye.
Right.
Yeah. That's not there for him.
And that girl was the devil. Why would you, that girl was waiting to rip up Brittany's life from day one. That was the biggest mistake Brittany's ever made. Marcelino, you know, I feel bad. Somehow, see, you feel freaking bad for Marcelino after, but how can he keep this going for so long? Speak up, Marcelino. Don't say it in a confessional.
I know. I think that's what it is. And like, again, you just never know. You do something like this. Yeah. You do something like this. You explore something you haven't done. Next thing you know, your whole relationship's falling apart.
Yeah. Oh God. And when she goes, let me see your phone. And then there's nothing in his phone. She's like, there's pictures of naked women. He's looking at porn. It's like, that's all she can come up with.
I know, like, please. Oh, you want to look at that, but you don't want to look at me? Jesus, if I went through Dorian's phone.
God, I can't imagine what Tyler's doing.
Right? His privacy of his own time.
I don't want to know.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. I'm good. Thank you.
As long as he's not sticking it in a real person or a fake doll, we're good. Okay. Gab your dick up with your hand all you want. I don't care.
Okay. Tyler, all of a sudden you find out, like,
I'd rather him fucking a doll than a human.
A real person.
Yeah. A doll would be okay. I mean, not okay. I'd be freaked out. But a human would piss me off.
I thought you were saying the other way. I thought you were saying you preferred to be a human if you found out it was a doll.
No. I'd rather him be sticking it in the dishwasher and cleaning it off.
But what if it was like a doll, like, that he named, and it like looked like
I'd be freaked. Like, it'd be over either way, but it would make me feel better. Like, I could be like, he's a little freak who wants to fuck a doll. You know, I'd be like, you doll fucker, and tell the kids, your dad's a doll fucker. No, I'm just joking. And then I'm just kidding, kids. But then
the quickness of that came to your brain
with a real human, it would really hurt.
Yeah, of course. All right, that was great. What else? I don't know. That's kind of depressing.
And if he was having sex with a man, I don't even know.
Oh, that'd be the real mind.
The worst.
Yeah. All right. On that note.
Interesting. I kind of interested. I'm shocked.
No. I think it's okay. Yeah. As we're talking through it, I'm like,
right.
This was better than the first one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't hate it as much as I said.
And they're going to bring Brittany and Ray on, who I don't know what they're going to give us.
Kill me now, please. All I want, always, if we're doing this bullshit of recycling, give me Andrea and Lamar.
Right.
That's what I want.
I know.
Where
I miss
they?
Them. I need to catch up
How's
with them.
How's sweet Number little three, Preston doing? Yeah. Where's our girl?
I can't deal if Brittany goes on drugs. He needs to grow up, though,
oh, yeah,
because
yeah,
she...
Yeah.
He can't be acting like this. If he really cares about his kids being daddy, I'm daddy. You got to take care of the part of being a good dad is being nice to their freaking mom. You can't play mind games with her just because,
right.
you know,
get over
it.
She's a fragile person.
Yeah. When she lit up that cigarette, it scared me. I saw her mom in her.
Yeah. 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 Great point.
I don't want to see Brittany go down a dark road. I feel like Marcelino's had a lot to do with her staying healthy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well,
last but not least.
Oh, that was Bronwyn. Oh. This crackhead loser and him.
I don't have anything to say here. Okay. The two things that I'll comment on, that he put automatic candles on a cat climber to set the mood. And then when he said in the dim lights, she looks amazing, which I just love that he had to say dim lights.
I'm so jealous of those lights that they're on you and I'm not.
I mean, nothing will
Here's
ever
some
happen
champagne,
here. It's complete
champagne. He's dressed up like
it's a complete waste of time. She will never let him 5 feet. She will never let him touch her ever.
At first, she made him the little wood box and wood shop.
Yeah.
Seems sweet.
Yeah.
She was obviously in touch with Mac Daddy. Now she's screwing him. She gives off a real scammer vibe. I think he's a freak. Whatever. Obviously, he's been married 4 times. He gives off really weird vibes. I don't even know how he's not staying in her backyard. I don't know how she's kept him away this far. But she gives off such scammer vibes on that phone call, right?
Yeah.
Telling us that she's a stranger and then saying to him, like, Huggies it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's fake. She's hustling him.
She's back in jail where she belongs.
Oh, okay. Sounds
He's
about
a
right.
creep, but I haven't figured him out yet. Is he a dork or is he a creep?
Yeah, I just think he's, he no, I think dork? He's like just like, he's probably a little bit of a creepy dork.
Playing I don't want to see him on stage again, though.
No,
stop
me
it.
Neither. I fast forwarded.
Like, nobody wants to see that. But she obviously belongs with, I don't know, is Al was his name, maybe? I call him in my head Mac Daddy. She belongs
Aaron.
With Aaron.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
Aaron Judge.
She does.
Aaron the loser.
Man, Padres, huh? They're making some moves.
God, man, they
this?
Really went to a shitty game. It should have waited and freaking seen the real lineup.
It might be
fascinating.
Might be our year, folks.
I've been
Mark
playing a shit ton of DraftKings
in Vegas.
Baseball. I'm really in.
Great. All right. Good.
Yeah, right, they're guys, doing good. I think they it'll are. Be the Yankees have a hot team. And
oh, God. Here we
the Dodgers
go.
Have
you know,
a
Dorian,
hot team.
Dorian listens to Daily Yankees podcast. That's like
he
where
must
we
be
are.
Loving it.
Sports season.
He's probably jacking
and
up
like
to Aaron
we were at
Judge.
The Padres game.
He's a freak.
When we were at the Padres game. He Not was losing Dorian. It over the like long people. Like a lot of Padres players have long hair, and you know the
they
the
do.
Yankees rule.
I don't accept
Yankees
it.
Don't let facial hair. They,
I like a
Yankees
look.
Clean cut. Yeah,
I appreciate that.
No, Padres are looking
all
disheveled.
Of them. Their hair is like in their face and the helmet. I mean,
Troy Polamalu
vibes. Stinky.
It's a lot. Yeah, yeah.
What man wants to live with that much hair? We have
I
hair.
I don't know.
Why? I don't want it.
Went to a wedding. One of Dorian's friends, since like you know college or whatever, has his hair long. It's like as long as mine. And he's like, you know, I don't comb it. He doesn't comb his hair. He's like, you know, I put conditioner in it like once a week and that's it. And
he doesn't
just
shampoo
like,
it?
I love it. I mean, I think he shampoos it, but he never combs his hair. Like he just wets it and just leaves.
And it doesn't get snarly.
Yeah. It's just a lot. You know, women can barely deal with hair. You don't leave it to a man.
Does it really bother him to cut the hair? Is that why it's gotten this long?
He
obviously
long
likes
hair.
The Fabio look.
Yeah. It's the vibe.
Yeah.
Bleach his own. I don't want to deal with that with a kid, though. It's already a pain in the ass. Like, give him a bath and I have to deal with the hair.
Oh yeah. I'm so happy I don't have daughters, so I don't have to deal with brushing hair. God, so easy. Nightmare. Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll be back. Guys. Little Padres talking hair talk here at the end. We love you. Bye.